Hello?
Hey, I actually just got off the phone with another client. I saw your text right now. Perfect.
Yeah, I walked in and we had, when I pulled up to the house, you know, we had that storm. I had to pick up a lot of debris. I mean, tree limbs and everything. You name it, it was down there.
It was bad, huh? The storm?
Yeah, it was bad. They had a tornado. One tornado went all past the United Center and everything. And
wow.
Right in through the city of Chicago, and we never really had no tornadoes.
The warnings got to, like, you don't get that much warning, right, on those tornadoes, or?
Well, out by my house, I live by the state line. I live on right on the other side of the state line in Indiana. And they were going off like crazy, but I was standing out there watching, and then until it got too bad and too windy, and stuff was flying everywhere, so I had to come back in, but I kind of watched it. My family was downstairs, and I was upstairs, you know, watching everything, and then all the lights across the street, neighbors on the other side, all their lights went out, but they didn't on our side of the street, so
that's crazy when that happens, huh? That's happened where I live, too. Like, one side of the block was, like, power outage, which was my side, you know?
Right.
And then the other side, like, was golden. So I guess it depends what, like, you know, power lines they hit and stuff, you know.
Yeah, the power grid that they're on, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what the guys do. Okay, so services, did you give some thought to, like, what you want to target for?
Yeah, I was thinking more like, you know, kitchens, bathrooms, tile, drywall.
Okay.
Window replacement, door replacement. Decks.
How do you like doing decks? Everybody tells me.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love it.
You're right.
Yeah, I love
okay.
It.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they profitable too, right? And pretty quick to put in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I got kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, tile, drywall, window replacements, door replacement, decks. What else?
Any flooring.
Got it.
And
vinyl plank, you know, everything, right?
Right.
Okay. Got it.
You know, we're going with that right now. Some plumbing, you know. Internal plumbing.
Internal
like inside
plumbing.
The house.
Like service calls, right?
We'll hang ceiling fans. We'll do like motion lights and stuff like that.
Motion lights, ceiling fans. That's on the handyman side of things, right? Ceiling fans.
Right.
Lights. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me double check your service radius. You wanted that 50 miles from Chicago. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. 50 miles from Chicago. And I know you gave me the address before. So, 19707 Governor's Highway, Unit 5.
19707. Yeah. 5. Unit 5. Yep.
Unit 5, Governor's Highway, right? Is that correct?
Right. I'm going to finish that up with her. Yeah.
All right, Lawmore 60422. Okay. And that new address, do you want that hidden or showing online?
I don't know. But see, I want you to have my home address. Anything you need, the Google or anybody needs to send me, I want it to come to my home.
Okay. The Google listing, though, you wanted that listed out of Flossmoor, right? Just to clarify?
We can, I mean, what do you suggest? Because I'm moving my iPostal there, and, we're going to buy a property within the next 3 months.
Okay.
The company that's going to be ours forever. You know, we had in Dalton, and then we had in on 2760. We had them for years,
mm-hmm.
And I sold both those properties.
Okay.
And yeah, so that made us the company kind of homeless.
Right, right, right.
But I had to sell them because we were reinvesting into something that's going to make us a ton more money, and we'll be able to have us a permanent place that we can buy and be there forever, you know?
Right. Well, so, I'd recommend, so a lot of, because I'm looking at the map, right? It's a little south from Floss, or Chicago, I mean. But you're trying to target that area more too, right? Like the, sorry if I say any of these wrong, but like Joliet, Flossmoor, like Gary, right? To Naperville, Boilingbrook, like, obviously to Chicago too, right? And then,
So yeah, is the new location, the north side of Chicago,
Is the new location is kind of in Flossmoor and you're trying to get more like business in that section? I'd recommend we verify it over there. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on what you want, you know?
Right. Okay, well, we can do that.
You could always change it, too. If you're like, hey, down the road, you're like, man, I want to do my home address, just let us know, and we'll re-verify it there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. But it's not like the reason I don't want everybody to know where I live.
Right, right. Well, you could hide the address online, right? But if you show the address, it opens up other doors, like where you show up on Apple Maps, too. Because Apple Maps, they require you to show the address, you know?
Okay, well, we can show the address out there.
Okay, okay. So let's do Flossmoor, and let's show that address then. Perfect. Okay. All right, this phone number, the 773-885-9460, that's the number you want branded, right, for them to call?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Right, because I'm going to give me another phone with a separate number, and it's always going to be the company's number here.
Okay, perfect. We offer those, too, if you need it. Basically, if you want a whole different phone, that you have to go to your phone carrier. But we offer business lines that like forward to your cell phone if you want that, you know, it's completely optional.
Yeah, like the 800 number.
Yeah, so the 800 numbers don't rank well on Google, right? So what we do is we would use a 773 number. We can make it whatever area code you want, okay? And what it does is it forwards to your cell phone. And that way you know when it's a business call, differentiated from like a personal call, you know?
Okay, cool.
I'll have your technician go over that with you.
How much did that? Yeah, okay.
That's included, brother.
Is that
no additional charge.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So a lot of our clients that use it have, like, multiple locations, and they have the same phone number, and we have to use different numbers for Google. So that's why we really have it, but I have other clients that use it just so they have a dedicated business line. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to you.
Yeah. And then, you know, I just heard something. I forgot what I was watching. And they were talking. No, maybe it was on the radio. I think I was listening to the radio, and I heard them talking about the Google Splash, something new that Google Splash is doing.
Really? So, man, I'll ask my CEO. Yeah, I don't know if he's doing radio stuff, you know, like – we do Google Ads, and we have, like, we have a good pipeline of, like, referrals and stuff, because we've been in business 19 years, you know?
I'm trying to figure out where I heard you at, because when I heard you, I thought about you. I was like, man, that's Daniel Nelson there.
Man, it's the first time I heard it, so I'll ask him if he started doing radio ads, you know? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. it might have been on, I'm thinking it's on the radio, because I was driving over the weekend, and I heard it somewhere. It was on the radio or, I don't know, TV or maybe social media. I don't know.
Social media, sure, you probably know see it. Because we have a Meta department that they do push those ads out. We focus them for our clients, but we do push our own too. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably where you see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay.
All right.
Well, what do we do next?
So, first thing I need to do, I'm going to secure billing info, okay? I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement.
Okay.
Everything's month to month, no contract. And then I'm going to get your client interview scheduled with your assigned technician so they could go over your keywords your website, your social media ads, etc. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
What is the website going to be? He'll give me that.
They'll go over that in the client interview. So what they'll do is they'll look up, like, the domains that are available, but obviously you want it as close to your business name as possible, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, but they go over that, and it's included, too, the domain purchase in the cost of the program. So it's already included.
Okay.
Okay.
And then eventually you're going to send me any type of paperwork that I can read over and emails and stuff?
Yeah, I already did. I'm going to send you, though, once I activate your account, you're going to get your initial invoice, and you're going to get your welcome email as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Tommy Davis on the card, or is it like Thomas Davis? Like, how's it read?
No, Tommy. Tommy.
Tommy Davis.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second. Let me go get it.
Yeah.
Let me go get it. Give me a sec.
Perfect. Is there a middle initial Q?
No.
Okay.
It is. D. D.
D? Yep. Got it. Tommy D. Davis.
Tommy D.
And the billing address is not the Flossmoor address, right? It's your home address?
No. My home address.
What's the, can you repeat it to me again? Your home address?
7617.
Okay.
Jackson Avenue.
Okay.
Hammond, Indiana.
Got it.
46324.
Got it. 46324, right? You said?
Yep.
Got it. So 7617 Jackson Avenue, Hammond, Indiana. 46324. Perfect. So let me enter that in. Okay. The card you're going to be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right.
Visa.
Ready for that card
My
number
Visa
when you
debit.
Are.
Visa debit. Okay. It's 4427.
Mm-hmm.
5505.
Okay.
3166.
Mm-hmm.
0497.
Expiration date.
Expiration 0729.
All right. And the CVC code.
170.
All right. So what I'm doing now, I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment. And I'm going to read this voice verification to you now.
Well, the payment, I don't want the payment to come out till Friday.
Okay. Got it. The funds aren't on the card to get it started now?
I'll put it on Friday.
Okay.
And I'll start putting it on there at the beginning of every month. I'll make sure it's in that account.
Okay, so what I'm going to do then, I'm still going to read you the voice verification, okay? I'm going to set it to process on Friday, though, okay? And your account has to be paid to have the client interview, so the client interview won't be till Friday either. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Cool.
All right, so let's get into it. So the way this voice verification reads, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TDR Construction Company and Handy Hand Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Tommy D. Davis, Sr., CEO and President.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, can you read that again?
Yeah. So, and I'll explain it to you, but it reads like this. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means,
yes,
essentially, it, like, we're taking care of your website, Google, Meta, right? We don't want you to pay for the same thing
mm-hmm.
twice. So if you plan on doing anything else online, just run it by us. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. Make sense?
Right. No, yeah, I probably won't be doing it with nobody else.
Yeah, we're like a one-stop
shop. No more than
shop,
free stuff on Facebook. Right, on Facebook. That's it. Mars, you know, that's it.
Well, we include the Facebook ads, and we will post on your listings and everything, too. So that's included with
the service.
Okay,
we're fine.
Yeah.
Well, I won't have to do any of that anymore. Okay.
Yep.
And then
so,
I will be on the first page of Google, right?
Yes, sir, for 20 keyword phrases on the first page of Google and Bing as well. Okay.
And who?
And Bing.
What's the other
Bing,
one, Google and
like
what?
Bing, which is like Microsoft Outlook's searches. So it's like the second
okay.
leading search engine, but it's way behind like Google, you know? Google's
okay.
going to be the primary, but we target you on Bing as well. All right, so going back to this voice verification, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, which is July 19th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right. So client interview, give me one sec. Friday they have like open availability, you know? So the first available appointment, they need an hour to prep for the call. So usually we have a 9 a.m. But the first available will be 10 a.m. The latest available appointment they have is 5 o'clock, and they have all the slots in between except for the 2 p.m. So what time would work best for you?
Okay. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. So give me one second. Let me book that in. You're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash. CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming.
Okay.
And the way it's going to work, Tommy, they're going to call you from our 877 number. Okay. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own just to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment, you know? All right, so let me schedule that. Okay, so let me jump back over to billing. So Friday, is it okay, when I set it for a post date, it charges in the morning, so it would be 9 a.m. your time. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. What I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to send you your welcome email right now. But what's going to happen on Friday at 9 a.m., after it processes, you're going to get a welcome email and an initial invoice as well. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So let me shoot that to you right now, the welcome email, okay? You'll see your login credentials on there. When you log in, because it's not an active account, it's going to say your subscription is unactive, okay? But 9 a.m. on Friday, it will be active. And I'll let you know that too, okay? So let me see. All right, few more questions for the tech side, okay? They want to know your preference. Right. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Phone calls.
Phone calls, perfect. Okay. And I know Mondays are terrible for you. I already notated that, you know?
Yeah. Mondays, oh my God.
Friday, so you have terms of experience in your initial invoice, which shows you, like, everything you paid for again. When you see that, it's not going to trigger till Friday at 9 a.m., but when you get a chance, it's going to have you review it, and it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. If you forget to do that, I'll remind you, okay, in your client interview on Friday.
All right.
Okay. And let's see. I'm going to put, regarding the business line, I'm going to have them discuss that with you, okay, at the client interview.
Okay.
All right. So let me put that on there. Website. Okay, I have all the notes. Do you have any questions for me right now?
No, not at all.
All right, awesome. Hey, I'm glad we finally got this set up for you. I know you're going to love it, you know. I'll be your account lead, too, so save my number. If you ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me. And Friday, 9 a.m., you're going to get your welcome, initial invoice, right? We'll automatically trigger. And then your client interview is set for 4 p.m., and I sent you a calendar invite on that, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, that's what time you said, right? 4 o'clock? Is that correct?
Yep, 4 o'clock.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep,
perfect.
Absolutely.
You'll get a reminder too via email and via text an hour before. Okay, Tommy.
Okay, sounds great. I'm
all
looking.
Right, brother.
You. Okay, you emailed. I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Oh,
so
yeah, Daniel Nelson. I got.
Yeah, so the initial email I sent you is titled Google and Facebook Marketing. You should have also gotten from Local/Support your welcome email.
I got that too.
But that doesn't have the terms of experience on it. So the terms of experience is sent with the invoice. So what's going to happen is Friday morning, you'll get that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds great.
All right. Congratulations, Tommy. You're going to love this, brother. And I'll speak to you on Friday, okay?
All right, talk to you then, Dan.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You too,
all
sir.
Right,
thank you. Bye.
All right, yep.